Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, In God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts on Sundays at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on What
the Kingdom for Says, Gospel Program.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the fun.
Y'all clown for cats that ain't just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a faith walker.
This is Faith Walker, I'ma give God praise.
Ever since I've been born, been a man of faith.
And many of us want the anointing, but we're trying to go into a new season with an old way of doing things. We must flow into this new season with more prayer, more supplication, more seeking God's face. Because the time must come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design. In the light.
The perfecting of the saints. When we come together in worship, when we come together in praise, that's where the power is unleashed. That's when prophecy can come forth. That's where the word of knowledge can come forth. That's where the word of wisdom can come forth. When the power of God in unity.
my sight.
But being that I stay in the face of God, every time I would go into his face, he would show me the apostle. And I sat over there in that seat, and he said, God has shown you some things concerning this house.
Welcome, 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 saints of the Most High God, kings and queens. You are now tuning in to the EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring you the very best in kingdom programming throughout the week. Hello, I trust that everybody are in their respectable places, that you had a blessed time in service on today, amen. Excuse me if I sound a little hoarse. Studios over there in Warfield, they had me working extra hard in the booth. Shout out to Rod ESP, Bolo, all the men's over there at Warfield Records, amen. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out to Pastor Desmond, to my brothers of Walk By Faith International Ministries, Sandy Springs, Georgia. We love you in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go into a word of prayer at this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you anoint these lines, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Allow your anointing to go forth over the airways, Lord God, even around the world, Lord God, via internet, smartphones, iPads, desktops, laptops, Lord God. Lord God, just allow your angels to go forth, taking authority over everything that's not like you, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask for your spirit of wisdom to be poured out at this time, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, for everybody who's assembled by divine appointment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that your people be blessed, Lord God, and that you will quicken them by the way of your Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just right now stand in agreement right now, Lord God, and we are expecting your great power and authority in your move on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So you are tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I am your host, the Faith Walker, Minister Faith Walker, also known as the Lazarus. Amen. We're about to get into our scripture reading. We'll be coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11 through 14. This is known as the blueprint of worship and praise. Amen. And it reads, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph and Haman and Duth and their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and faceries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless the reading of that word. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11 through 14, also known as the blueprint of worship and praise. We pray that all of y'all who are desiring to be singers and worshipers and praisers of the Most High God will govern yourselves accordingly and allow God to just saturate the atmosphere in your church, in your homes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, our guest tonight is a vessel of honor. Now, she wasn't taught by man. Amen. This gift was bestowed upon her and anointed by our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Her voice shifts atmosphere, and it breaks chains, and she is a cheerful giver, as you see here on tonight, amen, as she has 7 CDs, amen, that will be given away, amen, along with some daily bread. So when you call, give your name, and our guests and our management team, they will definitely mail your CD debt-free unto you. The Lord Jesus Christ has paid it all. But like I was telling you, her voice shifts atmosphere and breaks chains. She's a cheerful giver. She's a mother. She's a wife. We're going to preview her CD that you'll have an opportunity to call in and definitely win the work in progress. I listen to this all the time. I'm not just faking because she's on the broadcast. No, I listen to it. I got a couple tracks on here, amen, that I love. So you're getting something, amen. And all the gospel artists who are listening on regularly, listen, you want to have that number one button on fast, trigger finger fast, or you're going to want this, amen. So definitely govern yourselves accordingly, amen. So you call, you give your name, and like I said, the guests and her management team, they will take care of you. So I bring Way of Buffalo, New York. I call it a Heart of David, amen. She's a last day psalmist, amen. Our sister, amen, Annetta Williams.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. I was sitting here blushing. I didn't know to blush or to pray when you was interviewing me. I was like, should I blush or pray? I don't know which one to do. That's a lot.
Well, amen. I mean, to honor and glory be to God, amen.
But all glory belongs to him. It's nothing I do of my own. It all belongs to him. So I'm good.
Amen.
But
well,
thank you for allowing me to be here this evening and talk to you guys. I'm excited.
Well, it's an honor and privilege to have you on this broadcast. Know that you're a busy woman of God. Know you've been giving away a lot of shoes, too, I heard. Amen. We're going to talk about that.
Don't talk about my shoe addiction.
Yes, amen, amen. But listen, for those of you, for those who don't know your story and just a little bit about you, if you haven't heard already about this woman of God, just tell them, amen, where you started out from.
I started in Church of God in Christ under my family, the Kirkwood family, the late Superintendent James Kirkwood. I was up under him, my mom's brother, and our family is huge. It's the Kirkwood and Adams family. And I started under Kojic. I got married, and, of course, you know what the Bible says. You go and you worship with your husband. So I later joined Mount Olive Baptist Church, Pastor William Gillison in Buffalo, New York, with my husband, and I've been under that ministry under a little over 20 years. So I'm very solid with knowing the religious aspect of everything, but then I had to learn the spiritual and have a real connection with God. Because many of us, we can go to church, we know how to religiously wave our hand, religiously shout on tune, religiously know how to say amen. But I did all of that religiously, but I didn't have a true relationship with him.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't formulate that relationship until my adulthood, you know, where I really needed God the most. That's when he, you know, really stuck his hand and said, here, I've been here all the time. Where have you been? So that's where the ministry has started. I've been singing since I was 9 years old in the Sunshine Band. I didn't like singing, believe it or not.
Oh,
I was
really?
kind of pushed up into the forefront by my sister Yolanda Jarman, and I didn't like it. I was like, oh, come on, everybody looking at you. They waiting for you to sing on cue. You got to sing that special note just to get the crowd going. I don't like this. And then the Lord kind of shifted. He shifted things, and now I don't think of it as singing. I think of it as ministering. So that's where I'm at right now.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, you got this CD that I'm loving. You got this CD that I'm loving, The Work in Progress. I love this CD. It's a blessing to me. Who is producing on this CD?
The producer on this CD is James Bowman Jr. His family is well known for music industry, in the music industry, gospel music industry. His father is a bishop. His mom is a well-known evangelist. And he's a very gifted young man. He does a lot of projects. I believe my project is the first complete project, 11-track project that he's completed. But he worked very hard, and we worked together well. We did well, tirelessly. He brought out a lot of things in me that I knew I had but wasn't really comfortable with presenting to everyone. So he did very well producing the CD. The band is off, as the kids say, off the chain. The band is awesome. They're very anointed young men. And they did a phenomenal job. The background singers is very gifted, very anointed. Everybody that worked on the project was supposed to be walking that journey with me. Everybody was picked, hand-picked, not by Annetta, but by God to walk that journey. So it was awesome, awesome experience.
Amen. Now, you got this term that's been slanging everywhere. It's called I'm a work in progress, amen. And I bear witness to that. It just explained for not only the brothers but the sisters as well what it means to be a work in progress.
Well, the reason why I formulated work in progress, I was in my car driving, and I had just had, you know, flesh, we all flesh, and we had just had an incident where someone was arguing back with someone, and I was trying to make the peace of the conversation, and then the person came attacking me, and I was like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm trying to help the situation. And so, you know, immediately, you know how you change like that quick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, God, work on me. And as I was in my car driving from work, all I kept saying, work. In progress, I'm a work.
So you went to another dimension on them.
Oh yeah. And I mean, really, coming from work to home, I start singing work in progress. Didn't have no word verses, no nothing. I just kept saying work in progress. Then I said, okay, I'm gonna record it on my phone. I recorded it on my phone, singing work in progress. Then I just let it, you know, lay it down for a couple of days. Then I went back to it. But then when I went back to it, I said, I need to be transparent with this song because people need to know why they are a work in progress. Because as they feel inhaling and exhaling, they need to understand that their flesh is still quick to come up. But you need to keep in mind that God is still working on you. And because you know he's working on you, you can't just do whatever you want to do and be haphazard. You have to be focused and know that because God's still working on me, I'm held accountable for what I say and what I do. So I have to know that God is still working on me, and I'm a work in progress. And because he's in the progress of working on me, there must be a process for me to realize that I'm being worked on. So going through that, I had to understand that this song was not just going to be a big finger snapping or me moving to the beat. It had to give some words that was going to be transparent and relevant to the person's situation. So that's why it comes out. You may not like the way I look. You may not like the way I sound. You may not like the way I dance. But need to know that I'm a work in progress, and God is still working on me. And that's just the birth of the song.
My God, you got a kingdom lyricist at the end of the song. Tell everybody who that is.
Oh, my God, that is Julius Chosen Spencer. He is phenomenal. He has CDs out as well, but he later came toward the end, the completion of this song, and was like him and the producer, like, oh, they called me like, oh, we got a really nice hook at the end of it. It's really, really nice. And I was kind of like, a rap? Oh, I might be a little too old for a rap song on my phone. After I listened to it and they put it all together, I realized, oh, my God, this is perfect because it's not just going to, you know, be attractive to the adults and the young adults and mature adults, but the youth, who we need to gravitate to at this point, because the youth are so easy to be impressed. They're impressed by the Jay-Z's, the Lil Wayne's, and
all right,
I don't know everybody's name. So then they get so impressed by them, I need them to get impressed by Jesus, the one who can heal you, save you, and set you free.
Now, while he was doing the lyricism at the end, we, you know, you can hear y'all going in as far as the Kojic style, like when you're in the choir stands and the singing, you're like, yeah, go ahead, hallelujah. You can kind of hear you just praising God in the background on it and everything like that. I said, now, that's Sister Annetta. She praised the Lord up in there, huh?
We got it, you know, that, and that's all. It wasn't, that wasn't prompt. That wasn't like, oh, do this, just do that. No, it was all, this whole CD was all emotions. It was all spirit. It was what was needed to be done at that time. So when you heard the, I'm a workman, that was us like really saying, well, we feeling this because we are a work in progress.
Amen. So go ahead and introduce the song for us, amen. We're going to get into a work in progress here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
Go ahead, listen to this song. I pray that it touches your heart and that you receive the words of the song. It's just to bless you and know that don't give up. You are still a work in progress. You might fail today. You might fail an hour ago. But God is a God of many chances, not second chances, many chances. So just listen to this song, work in progress, and know that God is still working on you.
Kingdom Voices.
The way I look, you me yet. Yo, I never been the perfect individual. I am just a servant that's working to be a mirror who reflects Jesus through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hard if I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect, I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this and I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quit in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. You'll be patient if you're putting in overtime. My God is still working. My God is still working.
My God is still working. You have just heard that Netta Williams, amen, the lead song, amen, of the CD, amen. I'm a work in progress, amen. I'm a work in progress. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. My God. I'm up here moving, amen. So tell me, amen, where your church in that up there in Buffalo?
I go to Mount Olive Baptist Church at 701 East Delavan under the leadership of Pastor Dr. William Gillison. That's where I'm churching. And I still, faithfully, I still go and attend my mom's church, the church I grew up under. I do that. I go to two churches every Sunday.
My God, so you're getting a healthy dose of Kojic, amen, and Baptist.
And Baptist. That's right. What I'm back to Kojic. I'm back to Kojic.
Back to coaching. My God is still working. We got a caller, first caller, amen. Look like somebody's coming to get their CD. They ain't playing on here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Caller, may I have your name, please?
My name is Kim Somerville.
Caller, say that one more time.
Monique Kim White.
Oh, we got two people on the line. You got a question for Annetta Williams. Go ahead at the time.
I love your music. My name
Thank
is Kim.
Thank you. I can't get your name, sweetie.
My name is Kim Somerville.
Oh, bless your heart.
But I just want to say I love your CD. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Amen. So, Kim, we got you down for your CD. Amen. You said Kim Somerville?
That's correct.
All
Amen.
Right, you're going to get a CD. You can gift it to somebody else. We got to do like Christ did. He was the gift for us, so now we got to re-gift.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kim, we thank you for checking in. Amen. Go ahead and give your shout-outs right quick, your church roll call. Let everybody know where you're churching in at.
Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Yay!
Mount Olive calling in, representing early.
Yes, Mount Olive in the house.
In the house.
My God. Well, shout out to Mount Olive once again, amen. We know the oil flowing at Mount Olive, amen. So shout out to Mount Olive, amen. Listen, Sister Kim, thank you for calling, amen, and definitely keep listening.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. Okay, saints of the Most High God, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, we got 6 CDs left. The woman of God, she got 6 in her possession. That's 1 down. We got 6 more to go. And listen, we ain't even got the rain. I'm trying to hold up to get in the rain on me.
You stuck on rain on me. You stuck on it, right?
Man, God speaks to me on that song real heavy. Real heavy.
All right. All right.
I mean, that's my prayer closet song there. That goes in, you know.
Well, that
Anybody
was my song
close?
When I was in the hospital. That was my song. That is It's Me. Got me through.
Well, you know, talk about that because, I understand that you went through a brief, you know what I'm saying, a brief battle with the enemy, amen, and God delivered you out of that in the name of Jesus Christ. So just tell everybody that, you know, what that taught you and what the voice of the Lord was speaking to you while you was going through that.
Well, first, I don't give any credit to the devil for doing anything. I really believe that it was God has taken me through a process. Like I told someone, I'm not afraid to say what I've been through. They say that I have Crohn's disease. They say, you know, other things are going on. But however, I think that it was God's time to sit me down and really, like, listen. Because sometimes we can be so busy and we can be taking on so many opportunities, and more opportunities come and more opportunities come, but we'll end, when we get caught up in the opportunities, we'll miss our true assignment. And I think that was God just telling me to sit down. I need you to listen because you're on assignment, and I don't want these opportunities to overgolf you and take over you that you will miss your assignment. So I think it was just a process of me just really hearing him. And I already accept my healing. I know it's already done. So I'm good.
Okay, okay. I don't know if we got another caller, but if we got another caller, they might need to hang up or something, or it seemed like we got another caller came in unexpectedly. However the case may be, might need to mute or hang up and call back. Amen. The thing
hello.
About it is,
hello.
Okay, we got some feedback. Caller, okay. If you're on the line, you have to disconnect.
Hello.
A switchboard operator, you might have to disconnect the caller. We have some feedback.
I need to disconnect?
No, it's not you. It's somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Kurt.
Oh, okay.
This
yeah,
is
I thought
Kurt?
It was somebody.
Hey, this is Kurt on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Kurt. This is my MD.
Okay. So this is Kurt from Tissot Suite.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Bless God. Brother
Kurt, how you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, sir. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Listen, Brother Kurt, I know you don't want a CD. You should have a stack of them already. Hold on, Brother Kurt. You're going to rock out with us a little bit. We got another caller calling in to get their CD. 347-945-5416, Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got the psalmist, Vanetta Williams, in the building right here on EMG Radio, sponsored by On the Spot Nathan. Caller, you're on the line right now. What's your name, please?
My name is Leandra.
You said Leandra?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay.
Yeah.
We got Cassandra now. Okay, Pastor Hill, I hear you, sir. We have Cassandra. Cassandra, where you calling from?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo is representing. They want these CDs hard. Amen.
I'm not trying to get a CD. That is my cousin. I'm good.
Okay, you got your CD. Let's cross her out.
Yay!
Amen. Go
ahead
and give your church.
Hey, Ned, I just called in to say hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, listen, Cassandra, go ahead and give your church roll call out. Caller, I hear you. I hear you, caller. I know you're waiting on the line. Hold on a second. Let Cassandra give her church shout out right quick. Go ahead, Cassandra.
All right. I belong to the Second Temple Missionary Baptist Church, 812 East Sullivan Avenue, where my pastor is.
Pastor Prince.
Reverend Milton. There you go, Pastor Prince. That was up.
Amen. Amen. Shout out to the temple. Amen. We thank y'all for tuning in. Amen. And Sister Cassandra, definitely, we thank you for tuning in as well.
Okay. Thank you. Be blessed.
God
bless
you.
All right, sweetie. Merry Christmas.
All right. Good night. Merry Christmas.
Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. You're here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. May I have your name, please? Hello, caller, are you there?
I don't know if they're going to answer.
Hello, caller. Yes, caller, I'm talking to you. Oh. Okay, I guess they bashful. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We got Annetta Williams in the building. Definitely call and get your CD, amen. I don't want to have to take one from you, amen. You better call and get your CDs, amen. Amen. Call and get your CDs, amen. Wonderful CD, wonderful project, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So since you're here rocking out, what if we got Brother Kurt? You still in the building? Oh, there we got
yes,
another
sir.
Caller.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, hold on a second, Brother Kurt. Caller, you're here on EMG Radio, Kingdom Voices broadcast. Amen. May I have your name, please?
This is Bishop Jones.
Oh man, we got Bishop Jones, host of 1580 AM Chicago, Illinois. Bishop, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Bishop.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I enjoyed your CD thus far, but I came to encourage you because I have Crohn's disease also.
Okay. Bless you.
And I know that God is able to heal in any situation.
My God. Maybe in
because I've
life.
Had it almost 50 years.
Wow. Mm. My God.
Hello. My God.
If he can
my
heal,
God.
If he can take me through it, you can go through it too. There's no nothing that God can do.
Thank you.
My God. Bishop, let them know where your church is at, Bishop. We know you're a busy man of God. We
here in Chicago, the I Am Fellowship, where I am the bazaar pastor and leader.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop. I might have to come and do a visit for you.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. I am so happy that, but I wanted to encourage you. I heard the story of your Crohn's disease, and I said, let me encourage her to let her know that she ain't the only one in that book by she ain't by herself. The bishop did it too, and I can tell you that God can heal. If he can heal me, he can heal you too.
Thank you, and
amen.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive
bishop,
it.
Bishop, the woman of God is going to send you a CD, amen. So we got you, definitely got your number, and I know you're connected on. Go ahead, give her your information. Make sure you get your CD, Bishop.
She can send it to, you know, she can send it to in Chicago to the I Am Fellowship.
Do you have, Bishop, excuse me, are you on Facebook?
I sure am. I'm one of your friends.
You're one of my friends. Just inbox me your address and I'll ship it right out to you.
May the Lord bless you real good. Don't forget, I'll be on tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
bless you and thank you.
Bishop is our guest on tomorrow as well. He's the host of 1580 in Chicago. Y'all, definitely artists and all of y'all entrepreneurs, definitely check him out on tomorrow and learn about his mantle. I hear you, caller. Amen. You're here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Give your name, please.
God bless you. My name is Pashard. How you doing,
sir?
I'm wonderful.
I'm good. I have to call in and say hi to my godmama.
Hi, honey.
Oh, wow.
Hey, mommy. I'm also her hairdresser.
Oh, wow. You do hair, too.
I'm going to plug it.
Yes. I'm also a hairdresser. So if
I tell you what, we're going to do this for you on the strength of Annetta Williams, the woman of God. Go ahead and tell them where you're doing hair at.
I do hair in Buffalo, New York, and if you are on Facebook, my name on Facebook is The Hair King. If you are also on Instagram, it is The Bob King.
And he is The Bob.
You can look me up and see a lot more of my style.
Okay, praise God, praise God. We definitely, do you have the CD yet? I got to ask you that first.
Yes. I was at the CD release. I did my mom here for the CD release. I got my CD the day before everybody else got there.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in, sir. We gotta keep this show moving. We thank you for
thank
showing
you so
your
much.
Love.
Thank you.
All right,
love you, mommy.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, we got another caller calling in to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Caller. Give
hello,
us your name,
how are you?
Bless
hello,
you, bless
hi.
You.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
What is your name, caller?
My name is Ebony White.
Okay. Ebony White, okay. Do you have the work in progress CD?
Yes, I do have a work in progress.
But you tell everybody how you've been blessed by the CD.
I have been blessed phenomenally to just watch it unwrap. Miss Annetta Williams is my sister, and it's just a phenomenal thing. It just takes you through the growth and the transition for her. And it's just been a beautiful thing to watch her grow musically and just overall being able to worship and kind of give you that intensity of how deep her worship is going, you know, and it brings you closer.
Definitely.
Wow.
Listen, we definitely appreciate you coming on. And if you have any questions for your sister at this time, you may do so.
Well, Miss Annetta, Sister Annetta, what is next?
What is next? If she would ask me that and put me on the spot, right, Pastor Hill? You see how that is? See how that is? What's next? The next thing I'm working on right now is my book. I need to finish my book. The book is called A Godly Woman with a Purpose. So I need to finish that. That's the next project.
All right. I will be waiting.
Okay, thank you.
Have a super Merry Christmas and continue to bless the rest of the callers. And if anyone does not have that CD, that is a CD that will really bring you through. And you're kind of thinking that you're alone, you're not alone. And just understanding the power of prayer and worshiping God, because that's what we were created for. And everyone have a super magnificent Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
God bless you.
Amen. 347-945-5416, the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. The phone lines is ridiculous right now. It is so ridiculous right now. I mean, they got the screen board operator tied up into pieces. Amen.
Are you serious?
I mean, yeah, nah, this ain't no joke. I tell the truth in the presence of God, and I lie not. It's off the chain. Amen. Caller, you're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program with the psalmist Annetta Williams. May I have your name, please, for your free CD?
You like my new sister?
Hi, this is another one of my sister. This is my older sister.
Hello, hello. I'm so proud of you, boo. I really am. My sister, I tell you, if you only knew our story for real, to see my sister reach such a level and achieve such a goal. And this is only the beginning for Western New York and the surrounding area, or should I say global. I have to let you know, Annetta, I am so godly proud of you. You know, we come through a lot of storms in our life, and we made it.
Oh, don't make me cry on the radio.
That you may have in your life, you allow the enemy to know that he has no victory, and you are still blessing folks with that phenomenal voice that you have. I'm going to tell you, you keep it up. Know that the family is behind you 100%, as well as those that are on the outside. And just on yesterday, I have to let you know, because, you know, I was going through a little something. I didn't feel well. And I left my CD in my truck, and my sister had a CD with her. And I'm like, I got to have that because I needed to hear It's Me Again. That song truly ministers to my heart on a daily basis.
All right. Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas. Okay. I love you.
I love you, too.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless. Yes.
Amen. Amen. If we have some callers that's still on the line, amen, make sure your phones are muted out, amen. I don't know who got the feedback going on right now, but definitely just mute your phones until we're able to get you back into the chat box, amen, at this time, amen. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, we get ready to get into my song, amen. Rain
oh,
on me. Yes, it's time to worship. Get your oil out. Amen. It's time to worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, the phone's off the chain right now, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We still got CDs left, amen. Y'all that are listening online at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, you definitely can call in, press 1 at any time, amen. Get your CD, amen. We got a couple of them left right now. The woman of God, she's still giving them away. If you don't have a work in progress, you hear everybody calling in say they got it, you need to get it. In Jesus' name. Any callers on the line at this time, hold on. We're going to get in the rain on me. We're going to set the atmosphere. Woman of God, go ahead and introduce this song.
This is Rain on Me. This song is a prayer to God, just letting them know that we understand his grace and his mercy, and we want God to continue just pouring his rain, his love, his fresh anointing on us. And this song is just Rain on Me, God. Whatever happens in my life, I need you to just rain on me.
You heard it here first. Rain on me. Okay, we about to get into Rain on Me in just a second. The line is so ridiculous right now. Operators are just extremely busy. So definitely we're about to get in the rain on me in just a second. Lord, my Lord, my Lord. See, that'll calm all that ruckus down in your life. Yeah, 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 yeah. All that jibber-jabber, all that clutter, that stops. No flesh can glory in his presence. Amen. My God, woman of God, tell us what we was listening to.
That is Rain on Me. Right now I'm just in, like, full of tears. I don't care how many times I hear it, I still just cry because it's just, that song is so moving. We have Teddy Martin on there, which is my background singer as well as my business manager and my best friend. We have Tiffany Embryo on there, and she's a wonderful background singer.
I hear you, caller. Give us one second, caller.
Song is just so anointing and moving. I'm lost for words. You might as well take a caller.
Yeah, Rain on Me, Rain on Me. That's we EMG. We on that heavy. We on that heavy. Straight up prayer closet. Amen. So shout out to Chetty Martin. Amen. Woman of God. Excellent business manager and excellent friend. She definitely represents you well. So shout out to her as well. In Jesus' name, Carla, you're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Do you want a work in progress CD?
I do. I would love one.
My God. Give us your name, caller.
Sure. My name is Kimmy.
Kenny. Where you calling from, Kenny?
Kimmy, K-I-M-M-Y, from Niagara Falls, New York.
Okay. Kenny from Niagara Falls, New York. Amen. Where your church at out of, Kenny?
My church is at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. It sounds like y'all get in the church heavy over there.
We get it in. We get it in.
Yeah, we get it in. Sound like that. It got an awesome word. That word will take it in next Sunday, huh?
Well,
hallelujah.
You know, Sister Williams, she has visited my church before, and I never get it. I don't think I've really had much of a chance to get to talk to her. And, again, my sister, who lives in Atlanta, I'm not sure how she came across your number or whatnot, but she told me to call because I know Sister Williams is from Buffalo, New York. So my sister said, you have to call. She said, you have to check this CD out. And, my sister played a few tracks, the best I could hear over the phone. Actually, my favorite one from what I could hear is It's Me Again. That song brings me to my knees.
Wow.
Well, we only got a chance to play one more, and there's probably going to be Tis So Sweet. When we have the woman of God back, she will be back.
Okay.
I'll make sure we will accommodate y'all for all of y'all, amen, that definitely want to hear that one that will bring y'all to your knees, amen. Listen, woman of God, I don't mean to put the rush on you, amen, but you got so many people that's trying to get to this woman of God.
Yes.
And in the time, I mean, it's crazy right now. It's crazy.
Just inbox
I got all
me on Facebook,
York.
And we'll get the CD out to you. Inbox me on Facebook. Thank you.
Amen. God bless
you,
Sister Kenny.
Keep playing the music. Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Okay, next caller. You're here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program with the psalmist Annetta Williams. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Apostle Feast here calling from Buffalo, New York.
Hello.
God bless you. Just wanted to call and support you and let you know that you're doing a great job and keep your head up. And the Spirit of God just told me to say that what they're going through, this too shall pass. And there's somebody else here that want to say something to you.
Oh. Hey, hi, Annette.
Hi, Princess. How are you?
My name is Armani. I live in Buffalo, New York. And I just wanted to say I love It's Me Again, and that's my favorite song.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. I love you, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. God bless y'all. Amen. Thank y'all for calling.
Right. God bless.
God bless. You know that. You know, Sister Netta, that is a real apostle for you. He didn't think it was robbery to call in onto the station.
Wow.
He could have been like some of these other jokers out here, be like, I'm so holy, I ain't got to call in. Oh, come on now. Don't get near me. Don't get near me now.
Ooh, I love y'all.
My God, I got 15 bodyguards. Don't get near me. Oh, don't get me started. I said I was going to be nice. Amen. I said I was going to be nice. We got
all of New York calling in.
New York is definitely representing Psalmist Annetta Williams. We got probably the whole tri-area. The lines are tore up from the floor up right now. I tried to call on the break to the switchboard operator, Pastor Hill. He said, man, it's so many, I don't know what to do. I mean, New York is like, amen. So shout out to Pastor Hill, amen. Hold it together, amen. We're still going to rock out, amen. We're going to do the best we can, amen. Definitely all of you online, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Be patient with us, amen. You can just press 1. Definitely get in on the conversation, amen. If New York allow you to get in, amen. I know everybody else is trying to get in, amen. But New York allow you to get in, amen, because they've been definitely representing for the Psalmist Annetta Williams, woman of God, amen. So tell us about Deacon, amen. How the man of God doing, amen, your wonderful husband?
He is doing wonderful. He's doing what he loves to do, teaching and bringing forth the word of God. My husband is a teacher. He loves to teach. That's just him. Teaching and audio, that's him. And I believe that God's put him in that position because it gives a balance to the family. So that's what he does. My husband is a man of few words, but his teaching is what is profound for our family. So I think we are where we are now because he has the ability to teach, and God has been given him the gift and him bestowed it upon him. So it balances us out.
Don't get me started. We got a real deacon in the building. We got a deacon who's preaching. Don't get me started. I'm trying to be nice. We got a deacon that actually preaching around here. Ain't
you said he was
going to
be nice tonight. You was going to be nice tonight.
All right. I'm going to move right along. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless your deacon. Amen. We going to talk, man of God. Hallelujah. We bless that deacon. My God on Zion. So tell me, amen. Tell me, amen, who produced that song that we're getting a lot of requests for, It's Me Again?
Me and James Bowman produced that song. I wrote that song at a very low point in my life when I really wanted to give up on life and give up on things in general. And that song basically came to me as, God, you know I have failed in many areas, but God, it's me again coming to you because I don't know what else to do. So that song is a very, it's a song that was given to me at my worst time, at a time that I was broken. And that, I believe that's why that song ministers so much to people, because even when people are feeling desperate, they know that they're not, you know, they're not hopeless. God is their hope.
My God, my God. Listen, before we get into Tis So Sweet, Brother Kerr, you're still with us.
I believe I am, if you can hear me.
Amen, amen. I was about to go, and Holy Ghost said, wait a minute, Brother Kerr's still there. I said, okay. Amen. Brother Kerr. Tell us about this song, Tis So Sweet.
When Annetta approached me about the song, God really gave me the melody, but I didn't have a full he basically downloaded it in me, and so all I had to do was just call Annetta, and, you know, she was at my house. We went over the song a couple times, and then once we got in the studio, that was it.
My God. So y'all just basically that day, just the presence of God just came in and just set the order on the whole track.
Yes, because it was funny. I caught her. I was like, you know, I got this melody for the song, and you know, she came to my house and my kids was running around. You know, she was a babysitter / psalmist that day. So, my Lord. You know, we was in my at my house and we went over the song, and then once we got with James, we pretty much. It was a pleasure for me to actually be able to, you know, work with her because of her heart. You know, I can hear, and, you know, I know with many producers, when they get with singers, it's kind of like they push their agenda versus actually hearing, you know, the intent of the person singing. So when I got with her, I could instantly know that her heart was right. So, you know, with her connecting with me and me being, you know, trying to live right, being a God-fearing man, it was a great progress for me. So that's why, you know, this was my first actual project to be actually you know, kind of doing a little production, but it was, you know, it's well worth it. So, you know, it's a great feeling to know that you can, you know, align yourself with Christians and actually be productive. So,
amen, amen. Well, sis, go ahead and introduce the song, amen. Brother Kurt, stay right there. We're going to get some more information for you on the song we're about to get into. Woman of God, go ahead and introduce your song.
This is "Tis So Sweet." It's a hymn. We just twisted it around a little. We didn't take the contents of the hymn away because God is so sweet, and we need him every day.
Amen. "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," right here.
Oh,
my God, my God. 'Tis so sweet, amen. A classic, still a classic. God just take it on high at the hands of his vessel. Amen, amen. Tell them what they heard.
That was 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, trusting him every day of your life. We have three more CDs to give away.
Amen. Three more CDs. Look, y'all got about 10 minutes. If you can get on here, if you can press 1 in about 10 minutes, you're good. We got three CDs left. Definitely call in those of y'all who hanging out on there at the website, 347-945-5416. And all of y'all that's piled up on the phone lines, y'all can press 1, amen. Let other folk come in, amen. Amen. New York is definitely in the building. Amen. Definitely want to hear from the ATL. I know y'all on there, amen. Definitely want y'all to definitely get y'all CD, amen. Oh, Lord, here we go. If this is New York, I know something. Amen. Take the Voices Gospel Program, amen. Are you from New York?
Hello?
South Carolina.
Are you from South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Give us your name.
Evangelist Hampton.
Oh, Evangelist Hampton. God bless you, man of God. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, wonderful, amen. I know everybody's blessed that you call in, amen, because I told the psalmist and deacon, I told him I was going to be nice. It's glad to hear from a male evangelist, but we'll talk about that later, amen. But, man of God, tell us tell a woman of God what you want, amen, your question, amen.
Well, I was just tuning in, and they said you have three more CD. And I said, well, I can get in there and get one of them. Tis so sweet to trust in the Lord, Jesus
all
Christ.
Right.
I said, that sounds good to me, it's just a refreshing soul. And I said, anytime I can get some music like that and listen to it, the words and the lyrics of that song, it really, just stirs me up. It's energized me, And I said,
all right.
Everything that I know that is able to, save a sin-sick soul, and to always be able to have that kind of music at this time of year. It's actually, eventually, it's with me 24/7. But that kind of music, I like to be waking up by, and the kind of music I go to sleep by.
Well, man of God, she's on Facebook. She asks all the callers, if they connected. Are you connected on Facebook where she can get in contact with you?
Well, I tell you what, my wife is into the Facebook and all that real deep, but I'm so like when it comes down to Facebook, I'm a little illiterate about that. But if I can get that information out, I know my wife would be happy to hook me up.
Yeah, so she can contact me on Facebook and inbox me your address. I'll make sure you have the CD sent out to you, okay? And it's Annetta Williams. So all she has to do is look me up on Facebook, and I'll make sure I have the CD out to you.
Okay,
bless
you,
Evangelist Hampton.
Okay, now give me a little bit of information, you said.
Annetta Williams.
Annette Williams?
Yes.
How you spell that? I got to spell right.
It's A-N-N-E-T-T-A.
Okay. Annette Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and you have a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
And you too.
God bless you, Evangelist.
And that gift of singing and God give you that voice to go along with it.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you.
All right, good night, sir. All right, next caller here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, amen. May I have your name, where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yes, caller. You're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
I know that voice. That's my manager.
I know that voice, too. Oh. That is Miss Petty. We all know that voice.
Oh, the one and only.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Good. We are wonderful.
That's
Sister
good.
Martin, they working us tonight.
I see.
My God. You got half, we got about all of New York calling up here.
I'm formerly from New York. I'm in North Carolina.
Well, she done moved on us.
Sister Martin, you got to hold tight 1 second with Brother Kurt. We're going to take this caller right here. Caller, you're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. It's piled up in here, but nevertheless, you're welcome. May I have your name, please? Yes, you, caller. Caller, hello. Okay, I guess you're shy. Okay. Sister Martin and Brother Kurt, I guess we're back to y'all too. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. You have to forgive us. Amen. These phone lines it's ridiculous right now. Everybody's trying to get at, the woman of God and y'all. Amen. Because y'all definitely played a part in this awesome project. Sister Martin, what has it been like for you to be a part of this project? And you on that rain on me as well, so you know I got a lot of love for you as well too, amen.
Oh, God bless you. It's been such an awesome experience. I love my sister. That's my heart. She's been a true blessing to me. And it was just an awesome experience working with that entire team. Kurt, what an awesome young man. God has really given him a gift. And you don't really find a lot of musicians that have the heart of God and one sound, one beat. And it's not all about I know this music and this is what I do, but he listens to God. He hears the voice of God and works from there. And just the entire team, it was just an awesome experience just working with both of them.
Okay, so, woman God, I got a question for you, Sister Martin. Are you preaching?
No.
I know the anointing of God. You can't pull the wool over my eyes, but hold right there. I'll get back to you, amen. Carla, you're on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, amen. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Elaine Reddish.
Elaine Reddish, where you calling from, sister?
I am in North Carolina right now, but I live in Denmark, South Carolina.
Okay. Tar Heels in North Carolina. Amen. Where your church in at? What's your church home?
My church is at Hundredford Baptist Church in Denmark.
All right, now. We got the Baptists calling in here representing. Where my holiness Pentecostal folks, amen. We y'all calling in, amen. Amen. Woman of God, you got a question for the psalmist, Annetta Williams.
Well, I am calling for her tape, the It's Just So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. I think that's the name of it. And I just met her in.
Oh, bless your heart.
And she sounds, got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I would love to have one of her tapes so I can listen to
that. Thank you very much, Sister Elaine. You would definitely get this tape sent, CD sent out to you. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not. I'm learning.
Okay, you learning. You know how to email me, right?
I ain't got a problem with it. Yes.
Okay, all right. So what I'll do is when we get off the line, is there a way you can give her my phone number and I can get her information, Pastor Hill or Nathan? I can get her information so we can get the CD to her.
Yeah, definitely. You know, are you familiar with Pastor?
Oh, yeah, she's familiar with me.
Okay, well, we should definitely get her CD then. You definitely got that.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, woman of God, you keep on doing what God allowed you to do, and you will go farther in Jesus' name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Bless you all, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mother. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, God. I tell you, the anointing of God just fell on this place. Amen. She's a prayer warrior. Now, back to Sister Chetty Martin. Amen. 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 So when you can, you preach a woman of God?
No, sir. No. No. No, sir. I'm not.
Were you anointed? You anointed? The anointing's on you.
But no, you know, singing is what I do, what I love. I can't.
Okay.
Talk
well,
about
you know,
it,
hey. Hey, whoever God anoints, He anoints him, man. But you're anointed, woman of God. You're anointed. I don't know too many things, but I do know the anointing of God when it's on somebody, and you are anointed. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Brother Kurt, amen. Tell everybody how to get in contact with you if they desire any production or any work to be done for the fine job you've done on "Tis So Sweet." I know you done got everybody curiosity because folks are just loving that song.
Oh, thank you, sir. What they can do is I actually just I'm getting started with, I just got my DBA. So the name of my, I'll say, company is going to be New Sound Mind Music Group. But
yes.
You can, if you needed to get in contact with me, obviously you would be able to get it through Aneta. And then, or I can give my email or, you know, just, I'm just in the, I'll say in my genesis right now with as far as production, but, you know, God is going to expand, so.
Beginnings, my brother. Never despise small beginnings, amen. Don't never limit yourself, amen, to what God wants to do through you and your ministry, because you got a gift, amen, and people have been calling here recognizing that on you, amen, so definitely, anybody want to contact you, they'll definitely go through us, Sister Chet Martin, amen, Sister
yes.
Annette, amen. And definitely get in contact with you, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, man of God, we thank you for joining us, amen. We're going to get ready to bring everything to a close, and amen, and definitely just bless God for your gift, amen, and what you've done on this project.
Oh, thank you, sir. God be the glory, like you said.
Amen. Bless you. And Sister Chetty Martin, amen. Am I pronouncing that right?
Chetty, that's right. Correct.
Okay, amen. Sister Chetty Martin, amen. Listen, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, amen. Amen. And just, and, man, I'm telling you, this your season, amen. Just, amen. Just walk in it, amen. Amen. It may seem like 100 things go on at one time, amen. But God, He just quickened you in a lot of areas, amen. And I bless God for you, amen. I really do bless God for you. I don't even know you, amen. But I've been blessed by you because I know you're anointed by God. So definitely, man, just keep on what you're doing, amen.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. Psalmist Annetta Williams.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woman of God, give out your information. Where we can find this CD at, amen.
You can definitely get it online. The CD is on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Reverb Nation. In Buffalo, New York, it's at Doris Records, Benders. It's also at True Bethel Church at 907 East Ferry Street. You can also pick it up in Georgia, in Dublin, Georgia, at the Olive Branch. And we have a couple representatives in Pennsylvania as well. You can pick it up there and Virginia. So we're trying to get it spread abroad. If anybody's interested in having it in their church, in their bookstore, or any store, that local store in their area, all you have to do is contact awmanagement25@gmail.com, and we'll send the information out to you, and we have contracts to send out to you. Or you can contact me on Facebook. You can inbox me, and I'll forward that information to my business manager, and she will do all the preliminaries. But we are definitely available for you to get the CD at any time.
Mm. So, amen, are you and Deacon relocating anytime soon?
You're going to pray for that. You're going to pray for that, right? You speaking it. And I'm asking all the listeners to just pray.
Amen, amen. We'll be praying. We'll be praying. My God, an anointing has fell on this line. I'm trying to close, amen. Anointing has just fallen on this line, amen. And amen. And just tell Deacon, the man of God, if he's listening in, amen, because there's an anointing on him, amen, and just the office of a deacon is in an administrative office, amen, and that, you know, in that administrative office, that doesn't necessarily say that's the anointing. The office of a deacon is not the anointing. It's just an office that one holds. So the anointing is just actually greater than the office that which he holds. And with that teacher
wow.
anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. And sometimes, man, we try to put limitations and try to limit you when God has called you to so much greatness, amen. And, man, we'll put so much limitations
oh
on you and try to minimize
oh
your gift. And just to, because you, in actuality, you actually been sent to deliver people who have been sent in their ways, and, amen, who are just stuck in their ways and tradition
Ooh.
And religion and things of that
Jesus.
Nature, amen.
Oh
so, man of God, just God just called you for such a time as this in the name
oh
of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I just wanted to, and amen. And I'm trying to end this show, amen. Before I go into ministry,
oh my God.
Amen.
I need to get on to Oregon.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Oh my,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I bless you, God. I bless you. I bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
I bless you, God.
Thank you, God.
I bless you. I bless you,
God.
I bless you.
Confirmation. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
I bless you.
Oh, my.
Thank you. Confirmation, God. Thank you.
Bless you, God. I bless you, God. Bless you, God. I'm trying to close this show, but I got to let the Holy Spirit do what he
got. This is Nathan. This is Nathan. Normally, I don't say nothing. But this is going to be the first time, sis, I got to say, God bless you.
God bless you. Jesus.
Amen. Lord
you ain't
have mercy.
Seen what God, you ain't seen yet what God gonna do for you.
My God.
For those of y'all who are listening, this is unscripted, the same script.
My
I don't
God.
Even have no question sheet. I don't
my
even have
God.
A question sheet.
My God.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Bless
what a
you,
mighty
Lord.
And awesome God. Jesus.
Oh. I'm just feeling prayer right now, so I'm just going to go into prayer. I'm not even going to end the broadcast just like that. I'm just going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you for your anointing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit that you speak of life, Lord God, the words you speak that are life, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are giving life, Lord God, to dead situations, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that you're just removing of things, Lord God, that's been a hindrance, Lord God. And Lord God, you said preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering of doctrine, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing, Lord God. We thank you, the enemy meant for harm. God, you work it all out for good. For all things work together for them who love God, who are called according to the purpose, God. Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Even the adversity, Lord God, this family has been through, Lord God, is because you have called them, Lord God, as a remnant, Lord God. Even as you called Moses out of Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to make a sound in the earth realm, Lord God, that will break and, Lord God, set captives free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you for the anointing that is on the family, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing on the man of God, Lord God. And as he impart, Lord God, through the teaching anointing that you place on him, as a, such a time as this, God, I bless you in the name
bless
of Jesus. I bless you, Lord God, for moving through your servant, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we thought it was about a work in progress, God, but it's about the work you're doing, Lord God, in the family, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we declare, we decree, Lord God, we cancel every activity of the enemy. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. And, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, we pray against the spirit of retaliation, Lord God, on this broadcast, Lord God, or any move, Lord God, the spirit of God declares in their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And it is so, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar, and we rebuke every curse that has been spoken over this woman of God and her husband, Lord God, and all the haters, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I declare. Ah, Jesus, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you for your anointing, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. You get the glory on tonight, God. Hallelujah. You get the glory, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your work you've done on here tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. And it is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
My God. My God. My God. We thank you for this broadcast. If anybody desire to listen to any information, amen, you go back to the archives, you downloaded and you're listening. Be blessed. Psalmist Annetta Williams, I bless you and your family.
Thank
Amen.
You.
In the name
so
of Jesus Christ. We're getting off the lines. Amen. God has spoken. We're just going to meditate and be in his presence. God bless you. It has been the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We will be back on tomorrow night with Bishop Dennis Jones. God bless you. Have a
God
good,
bless you.
Awesome night.
You
Amen.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God's grace.